yards. Mitch Hearn, one pass for 18 yards. Austin Seltz, 2 for 3 for 41 yards. And Josh Schelke, 2 for 2 for 30 yards. Special teams, Esmaker, 2 returns for 11 yards, and Schelke, 1 return for 24 yards. Nick Hessling has not had to punt yet tonight, and he has been decent on the extra point and missed one extra point because of a low snap. And the penalty is really only 3 penalties for 10 yards.
And nothing out of the ordinary here. You see Eli Kraft leading the way on offense. The big difference there is we talked about Lakers averaging 2 to 3 yards per play on offense. Harbor Beach averaging closer to 10 and a half yards per play. That's a first down every time they run a play. So far, Harbor Beach's offense has been a total mismatch for the Laker defense. Some total and major adjustments will be made on their side of the ball at the half. If you're Harbor Beach, it's simply keep that yellow handkerchief in the officials' pockets because there's been too many penalties by both teams so far today. Outside of that, you're going to see them protect Eli Kraft a little bit, look to get some other guys in the running department, and you're going to see nothing change from Harbor Beach other than a little bit less Eli Kraft.
As far as defense goes for Harbor Beach, they have 23 tackles, 3 for a loss for 9 yards, 0 sacks, 1 interception for 15 yards, and by the comments of DJ Ridner, no fumbles on either side of the ball and 2 penalties for 20 yards. Tackling, Colin Cook has 3 tackles, Schelke has 3 tackles, Kraft with 1, Austin Seltz with 2, Keys and Lemanski each with 1, as well as Ridner. Sutherland, 2 tackles, Shoemaker, 2 tackles, Ginther, 4 tackles, and Josh Wan, 2 tackles. Very balanced tackling off defensive here.
There is. Cook and Ginther leading the way with 4 right now. And to be completely honest with you, most of these tackles have been tackled with 3 or 4 Harbor Beach defenders meeting the ball at the same time. So you're seeing a lot of guys in on the action tonight for the Harbor Beach defense.
The tackles for a loss, 1 goes to Austin Ginther for 7 yards, Shoemaker with 1 yard loss, and Esmaker with another tackle for a loss for 1 yard. Tip passes, there's 2 for Harbor Beach, Austin Seltz with 1 and Esmaker with another, and DJ Ridner with a 15-yard interception return. Penalties, only 20, and they should have actually had a 3rd penalty on the half, but it was actually declined by the Laker offense.
Yeah, it was declined. If they declined the penalty, it was 3rd and 10, and if they accepted it, it would have been 2nd and about 15 because it would only been half the distance to the goal. They decided that 3rd and 10 sounded a little better.
So comparing here the offenses, Harbor Beach 163 yards in rushing, Lakers 41. Passing, Harbor Beach 100 yards, Lakers 22. All-purpose yards, when all things considered, Harbor Beach with 298 yards compared to Lakers 113.
Yeah, Harbor Beach has over doubled their production offensively in yards, and the scoreboard has reflected that. Again, looking back, the biggest thing you can look at besides what Kraft is doing on offense is 10 yards a play versus 2.5. And that's been the story of the game is Harbor Beach's defense has been able to stop the Lakers' offense. Lakers' defense has had no answer yet so far.
Dave, what does Lakers need to change in the second half to get back into things?
I think they're going to have to almost throw out the playbook on offense, so to speak, and be willing to do just about anything. They're going to have to test this Harbor Beach secondary now because they're down 35 points, running the ball for 3 yards a play. They're going to kill. There's just not enough time for that. I know challenging the Harbor Beach secondary is not necessarily what the Lakers team wants to do, but if they want to get back in the game, they're going to have to push the ball down the field and at a quicker pace.
It appears we're going to add another 3 minutes onto the clock here as both teams are finally back onto the field, stretching and trying to get loose for the second half. As now a chill has come through the air. The crowd is sticking around for this one. And Lakers has all season really come back in the second half.
They're definitely a second half team. Now, unfortunately, 35 points is a lot of ground to make up against any team. But this Harbor Beach team is very experienced and comfortable in this position. Will make a tall task for this Lakers team.
We'll return in less than 3 minutes to start this second half. It's Harbor Beach 35, Lakers nothing.
lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
With insurance, it's not about the cost, it's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey, and when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports as the second half is just about ready to begin. Harbor Beach kicking off to the Lakers, trying to get some momentum going in their direction in the second half. It's Harbor Beach leading by 35 to Laker nothing. Nick Hessling kicking it off from his 40-yard line. We have one correction to make. The 73 yards in penalties was actually the punts by Dubes. So that changes things a little bit. As this one, actually, Dubes brought in the kick from the 10-yard line. We're finally brought down to the 35. So a nice return there. They mark him down to the 36, so a 26-yard return. Four Terrence Dubes and the Lakers. Now first and 10, left to right across your radio in the green and black and white jerseys.
Colin Cook opens up this half with the first tackle of the half for Harbor Beach.
11:45 left in the third quarter. Lakers with the ball on their first drive of the second half, trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Sending two wide, coming out in the spread formation. Post is under center. Diaz the only man in the backfield. Dubes now in motion behind him, working to his left. It's a handoff to Diaz, breaks free of the first tackle in the backfield, tries to regain his ground, and it gains about a yard when all is said and done down to the 37-yard line, second and nine.
And Jonas Herman gets in on the tackling fest for Harbor Beach.
Number 83 for Lakers comes in, Ian Snyder, bringing in the play, as well as Brady Post, signaling that's number six, Dominic Guardian, comes out. .10:55 left in the third. Lakers now breaks the huddle. High formation in the backfield. Receiver wide to the right. That is Seth Bowles. A offense that we've seen majority of the night. This one's a quick handoff to Dubes around the right side. Finally brought down inside the right hash mark at the 41-yard line. It's going to be a gain of four and now brings up a third and five.
Colin Cook makes the tackle for the Pirate defense.
Harbor Beach almost looks like they're somewhat going into a prevent defense, not giving up the big play.
Yeah, and that's a... And